Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 165 for Tuesday, December 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning as supportive chart signals and losses in the Canadian dollar helped underpin the market in early activity. Canola was up by $2 to $3, the January contract up $2.10 at $468.30 per ton. And advances in Chicago soybeans provided some spillover support, although soy oil was holding near unchanged in the U.S. Steady exporter and domestic crusher demand contributed to the gains as canola crush margins have shown some improvement over the past month. However, the relatively favorable South American crop prospects did weigh somewhat on values. Canada's large crop is still overhanging the market as well, with expectations for upward revisions to the StatsCan production numbers when the latest numbers are released on December 4th. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans are up 2 to 6 cents, the January contract up 5 at $8.86 per bushel. Export demand was behind some of that early strength in beans, with persistent weather uncertainty in parts of South America also propping up the futures. A smaller-than-expected cut to Argentina's export tax was also a bit supportive, but most signs are still pointing to large crops out of both Brazil and Argentina, which limited the advances. Corn was up 1 to 2 cents, the March contract up a penny at $3.73 per bushel. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released its updated biofuel targets yesterday, and the blending targets beat market expectations, which could lead to more demand for corn to make ethanol. However, continued weakness in crude oil may limit some of that ethanol demand. Wheat, it's down 2 cents to up as much as 6 cents, the March contract in Chicago down a half cent at $4.75 per bushel. The activity in wheat was largely speculative in nature, with ample global supplies and poor demand for U.S. wheat continuing to limit the upside from a fundamental standpoint. In other wheat news, the USDA reported that the U.S. winter wheat crop has shown some improvement over the past week, with 55% of the crop now in the good to excellent category. That's up 2 points from the previous week. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 1st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.